We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the first wide line of the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. We are going to talk about the story where the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they took care of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. So it says in the Gemara, Yosvu Tlosa Yoimi B'Tanisa, that the Rabbanon, they sat 3 days in Tainis, Boyu Rachmi, they daven to Hashem, and Nofulhu Pisco Merakia, and paper fell out of the sky, Daviksiv Be Emes, it said the word Emes in it. And they knew that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking to their plan to get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Chanina, Shema Mina, Chosomash the Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. You see from here that the Chosom of Kadosh Baruch Hu, something that Kadosh Baruch Hu signs on, he writes on it Emes. Like Rashi says, "Kishamelech nois maskim im avodav chosim imam." But the kanosam is chosamai. When a melech is maskim to something, he signs in it. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim by throwing down a pisco. It says MS. So obviously, that is his signature. That's Hashem's signature. What happened? Nofa keguria the nura of a base kachuk hashem. The Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah came out of the kodesh hakodashim like a little lion. A fiery lion. Amalu Navi li Yisrael. So the Navi, which was Zechariah at that time, like Rashi says in Masechta Yuma, Amalu Navi li Yisrael. Hainu Yitzhar David Zara. That is the Yitzhar David Zara, because we know Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi were from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They were the last Nevi'im. And this Navi we're talking about here is Zechariah. He said that is the Yitzhar. Go chapim. Behind the Katavsi lay when they grabbed the lion. Ishtamet binasa minei. A piece of hair came out, was pulled out while they were grabbing the little lion, and he screamed from pain. And the scream of this lion went 400 parsi. So Amru, they got a little nervous. The Rabbanon, why? Because they were worried that maybe Akash Baruch have rachmanis on the lion because he was screamed. Amru hechi nabi. What should we do? Dilma mishmaya rachmela. Maybe they have rachmanis on him. Because he's screaming in pain, the Rachmanis on this line. Amalei Navi, Shadur Beduda Da'avara, put him into his little cylinder, little pot, a little lead a cylinder or pot, V'chisua Ba'avara, and cover it with lead, because lead absorbs the sound, the Shayev Kalei. And therefore, you won't want to hear anything out of it. So you put him into this lead little pot, and you close it up with lead. And this way, you won't hear his screams. And it's better than any other metal, clearly. What's a remez that they put him into this little lead cylinder? The chsiv, Vayomer, there's a pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Vayomer, Zoyz HaRisha, Vayashich, it says, Zoyz HaRisha, this is the Yetzer Hara. Vayashich Oysa, El Toicha Eifa, Vayashich Evan Eferes, El Pia. So the pasuk says, they put him into this Eifa, and they covered it with the Evan Eferes, which is, we know, Tzoluka Eferes, Mayim Madira, means Avaro, which is lead. Amri, so now the Rabbanan said, Hoyl Ve'es, so they got rid of that Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Amri, Hoyl Ve'es Rotzenu. It could be. Yeah, doesn't say what they did with the cylinder. Someone was asking me yesterday, Taka, what did they do with the cylinder? I don't know, maybe it was buried together with the other Kalim and Vesemictus. Who knows? I have no idea where it is. This isn't later than that. They buried the Kalim Mikdash 100 years before that, but I have no idea. They buried it somewhere. So Amri, the Rabbanan said, it makes no difference where it is. We don't need it. I know. Huh?
Oh, this is
100
years after.
This is Mistama after the 70 years after the Churban Abayis, probably. It's probably beginning of Abayis Sheni, probably. Mm-hmm. It's probably when it was. Doesn't say exactly when it was, but that's when these Nevi'im lived, the Anshei Knesset lived at that time. Amri, Hoyl ve'Eis Rotzenhu, Niboyi Rachmi Ayitzra Da'aveira. They said, you know what, since it's the Eis Rotzen, let's also daven to get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Gilu Arayis. Because that was also very strong. That was a very big problem also. Besides for the problem of Avodah Zarah, there's a problem of Gilu Arayis. So let's get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Gilu Arayis. They davened imser b'yidayo. It was given to them. So chavshu it lost yomi. They locked up the Yetzer Hara for 3 days, and in those 3 days, the boyu bias abas yomi. They needed an egg that was laid that day. L'chayilav l'ashkechu. They couldn't even find the egg, which is a chiddush, because the egg has nothing to really do with the zachar. But since there was no chimum, there was no taiva in the world, a chicken could not even lay an egg. So this is not possible. The world would not be mekuyim if you can't have this yetzahara. So they looked around layashchu. So Amru, they need this yetzahara of gila rayis, pasha to procreate, pasha for the world. Amri, hechinav, it's what you're doing, boy palga. Maybe we should kill half of it, which Rashi means that you should only have a taiva, a person only have a taiva of his wife, and if that's it. Rashi says, L'boye pagash, lo yeshoylet b'mokem aveira, k'desh lo yitevei arayis. Maybe we'll just kill half. It means any aveira will be taken care of. We'll get rid of that yitzhara. And Mar says, palga or akilo yavi. Then I can don't do such a thing. No such thing as halves. So what they did was, kachlidu le'ene, they colored the eyes, that literally has some means, but they scratched out the eyes of that Yetzahara. And Hanibay helped a little bit, the Loy Agri Inchi Bekrevase. At least it helped that a person does not have a taiva for his craving. Like Rashi says, what does it mean, craving? The Loy Igri Bekrevase, the Imayu Vachoise. His mother and his sister, he has no taiva for. Avo Miskaruhu Beishishish Venida. But he still has a taiva of Gilu Arais of a Eishishish Ananida. The Ad Khan, that was the Maisa with the Anshuk Nesak Dailam, when they got rid of the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, but the Yetzahara of Gila Rais is still here, very strong, besides for immediate craving. Amar Rav Yudom Rav, back to Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yudom Rav, Maisa v'nokvis achas, shoyis ha'chol v'yosef. There was this certain non-Jewish lady, who was very sick. Amar, and she said, im tamay dehi isha v'chala, if I get better, I'll go worship every Avodah Zarah in the world. Amda, Shitaka got better. And she was Makayim her vow. And she went, when she came to the Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar, she asked the priest there, like, how do you serve this Avodah Zarah? Amula, Oichlin Tardin, you eat beets, Vishayim Sheikhar, and you drink beer. These things are Mashalshom. Which means they make them go to the bathroom. Umatrizim afna, and they go to the bathroom. It's like Miralax. They give them that stuff, and they go to the par, and that's where they go to the bathroom. Amra, so she heard about that. Said, that's the way you serve worst of Zara. Muta jatachsa he isha lechalel. It's better if I get back sick. It's disgusting. I'm not going to worship Avodah Zarah like that. But Rav Yehuda says that's what this Nachris did. But Atem Beis Yisrael. Einikain, you guys are worse than this guy. It says in the pasuk, "Hanitzmodim lebal par." Hanitzmodim loshon ketzamid pasul. You attach to it like a tzamid pasul. That's a cover of a klicheres that's glued shut. You are glued to bal par and tzmodim, and it comes to Hashem. Atmat veikim Hashem akechem. You're only stuck to it. Kashtei tomorrow is at vukazuvazu. Just like two dates that are stuck to each other, which is nothing. You pull it right apart. It's not really touched. But bal par, you in tzmodim. So he was trying to say a Tainan Klal Yisrael that look at this Nachris who was not masking for this to worship this Avodah Zarah and Shabbazoyin to go away. And Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, Chas V'Shalom, they were mamish nitzmadim v'apar. They were attached to v'apar. But Mesnita Tana, Mesnita is different. It goes the other way, l'shvach of the Klal Yisrael. That Tana nitzmadim v'apar k'tzomra de'isha. Tzomra is a bracelet. The bracelet is not too tight on a arm. It shakes this way and that way. So according to the Braisa, Klal Yisrael was more attached to Hashem than attached to Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'Sabata ben Alos. It's a guy's name Sabata. He was a Jew, and he's from a place called Alos. Shehiske chamar lenachris achas. He hired his chamar, and he was the driver for a certain nachris. He was a Uber driver. Kivin shagia lepar. When they reached the par, she wanted to go to par. Amra loy. She told him, "Hamtein, wait for me outside. Ache konis veitze till I go in and come out." Lachas sheitze. After she left the Avodah Zarah, Amra loy. The Jewish driver told the lady, "Af atamtini. Wait for me. I want to go in. I want to worship this Avodah Zarah. Ache konis veitze." Of Amr Loi, who do you have to argue, a Jew? Amr Loi, Yomai Echbris Lach, what do you care? Nichnes, he went in, par b'fonov, and he uncovered himself in front of the Zavar Zorah, and he went to the bathroom, b'kinech, and he wiped himself b'choytmoy, with the nose of the par. B'hoi, Mishar Zavar Zorah, Mekalsan Loi, and the priest of the Torah were giving him praise. Very wrong. There was never anyone who served this par like you did. What a way to do it. You did an excellent job. So the shaila is, I'm saying, what exactly is going on here? Why is that called worshiping the bigger bezoyin? Is a bigger way of worshiping the bezor? What's pshat thing? What could be the rationale? So the Reb Chaim Shulevitz, who has a shmuz about this in the new volume, it's Siman Samach Dalad. He says that the way you serve the Savai Zara was whoever could be more hefker or not. It's like today, like a hippie thing. Like the whole way of showing Savai Zara was let's see, who cares what anyone thinks? I'll do what I want. I'll be hefker. I'll just do whatever I want. I don't care. No boundaries. No boundaries. That's what it means. No boundaries. That was the way of serving Savai Zara. And still serve to this day. There's people who say, oh, no boundaries. I do what I want. Like, who cares? They do what they want. That was the way of doing Savai Zara, was no boundaries. That was the oimik and the depth of this worshiping. Hapoya Atzma, huh? Well, yeah, we're talking about the chi of skill of Avodah Zarah here, so yeah, that's the whole sugya here. All of the Avodah Zarah is, and wait, and serving Avodah Zarah. Yeah, we're continuing par. Empire Atzma Labal Par, Areze Avodah. Like we spoke out, now we know the way you worship the Avodah Zarah of Par is that you pour Atzma, you go to the bathroom to the Areze Avodah Zarah. Avigal Mechavin Labazuya, even if you chavin to the Mevazit. That alone is the Avodah Zarah. Hazarik ever l'makulis, you throw a stone at makulis, we have a dozen. Avodah Chavon l'kimregmi, and we're trying to stone it, that's called Avodah Zarah. Now, Tais speaks about, very important Tais, Tais about the Maska Afagav, Tais speaks out, v'lo'ov de abizu, you're trying to mevazit and trying to stone it, but you're trying to worship the Avodah Zarah with this bezayin. Because if you're stam trying to mevazit and you don't believe it's Avodah Zarah, so then, Tais says, if he Rava, Mahav Meir is Potter. So, of course, over here, and even if he Abaya, here maybe Lamaid is Potter also. Therefore, Tais says, what it means is, Mechav and Bezuyah means, he's Mechavin to serve the Avodah Zarah with the Bezuyah. But if he just is trying to make a Bezuyah, he doesn't believe in it at all, he's saying, I want to Mevazet, then it will not be Chai. That's what Tais says. So, keep that in mind for the next Gemara. Rav Nasha, have a Ka'ozul Beit Terasa. Rav Nasha went to a place called Beit Terasa, Omuloi. Avodah Zarah, the Kayacha. There's Avodah Zarah over here. They're passing by our place. There's Avodah Zarah here. Shaka Pisa, he took a piece of mud and shot it and threw it at it. Amalai, what do you mean? What are you doing? Makulusu, it's Makulus. That's worshipping it. Amalahu, Hazarik Evan Makulustan. It says, if I throw an Evan for the Tsairuch of Makulus. He didn't throw it, I threw it at Makulus, not for Makulus. So also Shalav and Madrasha. They went to ask the Rosh. Amalai, Hazarik Evan Bimakulustan, Afghan Makavala Mergame. They brought down this Mishnah that says that if you throw an Evan at Makulis, is Afagav de Mechav L'Megim, trying to stone it, you're still Chai. So it's still also, still Chai. That's right. So Rav Nasha said, Amalu, Ezel Ishkule, may I just take it off? Because now it's my something. So let's stop right here. We spoke out for Tosfos that if you're trying to stone it, it's taken out of Avodah Zarah. So what's going on over here? It says they told Rav Nasha that he did something wrong. Here he wasn't trying to serve it with the throwing. So how does Shtimah Tosfos? Yeah, because after you got Taisus. The Gemara before said that when you are mechavin to mevazet, you're chayiv. Frank Taisus, you're trying to mevazet something, it's not worse than mechav or meyir, it's part of it. Look, Taisus, the case was, look at Taisus again, look at the words of Taisus, very important, look at Taisus. You're trying to worship it with bezayin. Okay, that's the story. Makulus also, you have to worship it with throwing it. Now we come to a story of Nash is driving by someone, he says, he says, takes out a mud and throws it at, I hate this, Vavarizar. They tell him afterwards, they go to bed and say, you know, you did something wrong. Because he threw something, even though you were mevazet, but that's a problem. What do you mean? Taisus said, it's afkal oivdav bizui. He wasn't oivdav bizui. So that's Mashah and the Ram both asked Kasha. So Mashah answers, huh? On Taisus, yeah. It's a bomb of Kasha on Taisus. It's a bomb of Kasha on Taisus. So the Ram Tarot didn't stand good, so I'm not going to say it over. But Mashah's Tarot says, he says that this whole thing is only got to be Tur Misa. Nirl inichi of Misa ka'amri de inichai of Elam kain din eskav and gam lo oivdav. He says, you are chayiv carbon, it's still an iser, it's just not chayiv misa, that's all. But avada is a chayiv carbon, such a thing, like it's in this good story. So now Rashi says, okay, I'll take off the stone now. Because maybe, like, you know, I don't want it to have any, I know whatsoever. A Malay, no, don't do it either. Echad anoit love, echad anoit the chayiv. When you take off a stone, you leave a stone for something, more stone. So therefore, Noitla is Chi of Misa. And what's Pshat? It's just like a grama. I'm leaving place for something else. That's called a chiyuv avodah. So if you look at the Rambam says that's also derech avodah. Part of the way of doing avodah was either throwing a stone or taking off a stone. That was the way to worship it, and therefore taking off a stone also would be chayiv misa.